average height as a marker of a population's nutritional success. Although we now think of an optimal diet as one that promotes longevity, historically, our optimal diet was whatever made us strong enough to beget healthy children and then live long enough to help those children survive to do the same. And any animal's best measure of good nutrition is its average size. For humans, this means average height, which is about 80% genetic, but also strongly linked to childhood and adolescent caloric and especially protein intake. Although big and strong people might out-hunt, out-gather, and even out-fight their smaller neighbors, they also need more calories. So people faced with chronic or recurrent food shortages are better off if they are short and lean. The small bodies of less well-nourished humans are not only an effect of their lower intake of calories, protein, and calcium, but also protection against the likelihood of even lower intakes in the future. By these metrics, our nomadic hunter-gatherer ancestors were remarkably well-nourished. Remains from the Paleolithic Stone Age show that men had an average height of about 5 feet 10 1⁄2 inches and an estimated weight of about 148 pounds. The women were substantially smaller, averaging an estimated 5 feet 2 inches and 119 pounds. After agriculture began, about 10,000 years ago, in the Neolithic era, humans actually got smaller. Archaeological evidence suggests that the average Neolithic man was about 5 feet 5 inches tall and weighed 139 pounds, while women were an average of 4 feet 11 inches and weighed 99 pounds. At first glance, it seems incomprehensible that farming and the domestication of animals would lead to smaller body size. Could it have been all genetic selection? For example, the pygmies of West Africa are notoriously short, about 7 inches shorter on average than the neighboring Bantus, despite rather similar diets, because of mutations in genes that affect the part of the pituitary gland that makes growth hormone. And the offspring of two basketball players would certainly be taller than the offspring of two gymnasts.